Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, we're joined by two very special guests, head coach of the Clinton Dark Horses, Bob Lewis, and defensive coordinator, Jason Arnett. We will talk about the big games this past week, including Clinton's win over South Granville, Lakewood's win over Princeton, and Union's season finale against Wallace's Hill. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton.
Ryan, we had three county schools playing this past week in the second round. Two advanced, one lost, so we've got a couple of good games coming up this week. Should be entertaining.
That's right. We want to welcome to our roundtable discussion head coach of the Clinton Dark Horses, Bob Lewis, and defensive coordinator Jason Arnett. We want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Let's start off with Lakewood and Princeton. That was the game of the week this past week. Lakewood got a big 42-22 win over the Bulldogs. Lakewood is on a roll now, and they play Wallace's Hill this coming week. And can they beat the Bulldogs, the tough Bulldog team that Clinton's faced, and what will happen?
Yeah, well, you know, Coach James Lewis over at Lakewood is doing exactly what he does every year. He has his team playing really well at the end of the season, and they're always there at second, third round of the playoffs. It's going to be a tough matchup. You know, they've got to go down to the Dog Pound. No, excuse me, there's at Lakewood.
Yes,
at Lakewood. So that's going to help them a little bit, but I tell you, it's going to be a tough matchup for Lakewood.
Lakewood's defense has been on a roll the past few games. They're on a six-game winning streak, I believe, and Coach Lewis, I know you are a big defensive guy, and so are you, Mr. Arnett, and y'all haven't faced Lakewood, but from what y'all have heard, what do y'all think about the Leopards?
We scrimmaged Lakewood earlier in the year, and they had a lot of talent. Coach Lewis does a fabulous job over there with those guys, and he called this morning wanting to know how he could beat Wallace. And I told him, I said, you're going to have to out-physical them. If you do that, then you'll be in the game with them, but I have a lot of respect for what he does and his program, and they've done well. One of our former players is playing over there with him and having a good year here at the tail end, Amari Oates. So we're pulling for him.
Let's move on to the next game, Union and Wallace's Hill. Union's season ended with a 38-0 loss against Wallace. The Bulldogs were just too much for the Spartans. The Bulldogs are just a great team.
Yeah, it actually wasn't as bad as what I was anticipating. You know, Union's had a great season. They really are building on that program, and hopefully they'll get in the weight room over the offseason and work. And but that was just a tough matchup for Union. They were overmatched in every capacity Friday night down at the Dog Pound.
There's not much to say about that one. Union did lose, and their season ends with an 8-4 record, a great season surprise team of the county, as they did so well in their season. Let's move on to Clinton real quick, and let's talk to these coaches here. Clinton got out to a good start, a 45-7 win over South Granville. The Vikings gave us a tough time there for a little bit, but Clinton prevailed. Just a big win for the Horses. They advanced to the third round.
Yeah, you know, and you, either one of you can answer this if you like. You know, the first round of the playoffs, the start of the football game, obviously it was not the way you wanted it to start. Were you a little concerned about that coming into the second round, or do you think you fixed those issues and had everyone ready prepared to play?
I was a little concerned about it just because we were so flat. We made way too many mistakes to be playoff time. Usually at that time of the year you want to be playing your best once you go into the first round. As far as the boys, they got up really, really big for Wallace, and then we had Union in there, and then first round of playoffs, and I think, you know, we went downhill a little bit, but we talked to them, you know, when we got them in there on Monday after the first round playoff game about getting focused and making sure that they had a good week of practice to get prepared for it. And you can't overlook teams, you know, no matter what their record is, and last week's practice was a lot better every day leading up to South Granville on Friday night, so I think that made a big difference. Maybe it was a little bit of a wake-up call.
I know y'all are happy with the performance this past week, and the defensive backs had a great game, including Chris Williams had an interception the other night, giving him 11 interceptions on the season. They've really progressed through the season. I know y'all were worried about them, the defense, beginning of the season, but as the season rolls on, the defense has really been coming along. Who has stepped up in the defense to bring more talent to the Dark Horses?
Obviously, Michael Kramer has made a big difference at linebacker for us, having him. He's tough in there in the middle. I know Coach would probably usually prefer not to play as quarterback over on defense, but Chris is so good over there at safety. We didn't really have a choice, and we didn't have a lot of depth there. Obviously, Prentice. He's been really good for us for 3 years now, but I'd say the two biggest differences right now would be probably Mike at middle linebacker and Chris back at safety has improved our defense a lot.
Let me say this, too. These coaches have worked hard with this defense. They've worked with positions, and they've worked with the team as a whole, and they've had great results because they've done a good job.
You know, one of the concerns that we had coming into the season was how good was that secondary going to be? You know, that was kind of a question mark coming into the season, and we all were a little concerned about that. I guess looking back now, do you see it as you see it where it should be, where you think it can be, or do you think that there is some room for improvement?
There's always room for improvement, but they've done a really good job. They've exceeded our expectations. Coach Gray helps with the secondary also, and he's done a really good job. And we were young and thin there at the beginning of the season, and we get those guys over there, and we were running scouting, making sure they were working. So any bit of reps they could get, we were trying to get it for them because we had to break in a lot of new guys there. Tyon's been in the secondary for a while, so we knew what we had coming in with him. But other than that, we didn't know. We knew Chris would be able to help, but we didn't know he'd be quite this good. Right. So he's helped out a lot too.
Now, Northside is coming to town once again this season. We've heard a lot from Northside lately, as in the past few days, as some players after the game the other night have said that they're ready to face Clinton again, and there is some unfinished business in Clinton that they need to finish up. What do y'all have to say about those remarks from a Northside player?
I'm going to quote myself from years ago. We were getting ready to play not a local team, but nearby team for an Eastern championship, and their coach said, "We're so much better than we were whenever we played before." And I said, "Well, so are we." So it's a two-way street. Northside's got a great football team. They've got athletes everywhere. And we were fortunate enough to jump on them pretty quick over here and beat them. You hate to play anybody twice, but we've got to do it. And so we feel like our guys have seen enough, been through enough. We're going to be prepared for it.
Coach, I want to ask you, think about that game where you've played them and think about where you are now offensively. You know, you look at Claus Williams, you look at how he's been able to pass the football here late in the season. Would you consider yourself a balanced offensive attack now?
I'd say we can be if we want to be. I still go with the old thing, when you throw the ball, three things can happen. Two of them are bad.
Right.
And you know, my offense is always – I've always wanted to be able to throw the thing when I had to.
Right.
And our stats would always be maybe 5 attempts, 3 completions, 2 would be for touchdowns. They were all coming off play action. The other night, the first one that Tyon caught was a play action pass, right, and they bid on it bad.
Right.
And so – but, you know, at this point in time, I've got enough confidence in Chris. If we went out and had to throw it 15 or 20 times, I wouldn't mind doing it.
Yeah, he seems to be really dialed in right now. Yes. I mean, really looking at the way he's throwing the football since the Wallace game, and maybe even before that, he really is dialed into the passing.
He has, and he's good enough athlete. The other night you saw him ad-lib a little bit.
That's right.
The pocket broke down. He got out, scrambled, got yards off of it. And so we're going to be okay there.
Let's talk about the next game coming up and Northside, obviously, coming in again. What do you have to do to advance to the fourth round and beat Northside?
Defense is the key. You shut them down, we're gonna win the game. If we get in a scoring contest with them, we're going to be in trouble.
Now we've seen Northside, as I've said over and over again, they're obviously going to make some changes. Are you going to make changes, or are you going to keep the same game plan as you had the previous game?
I'll let Coach Arnett answer this in just a second, but, you know, maybe I'm being a little arrogant, but as long as we play, I don't think anybody can stop us.
I agree.
And so So I feel like we're going to score points. Defense has got to step up and shut down.
I agree. Last time we played them, we would bend, but we didn't break sometimes. They would move the ball some on us, and we'd get a big sack and stop them. It's going to have to be the same thing. I was watching film on them some this morning and last night, and they seem to be a little bit more run-heavy than they were maybe the last time we played them, which is fine. I mean, you know, we can defend that too. It's also worth mentioning we didn't have Prentice last game against right. him, and as probably our best defensive player, and then with what they did last time, he'll help out a lot, putting pressure on that quarterback, and then they've got a good offensive football team. I mean, they've got, like Coach said, they've got athletes everywhere. You can't just say we're going to focus on stopping this guy because there's just going to be another split out on the other side, or you can't stop the running back because you got the fullback in there who can play. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but I agree defense is going to have to stop them. I think, you know, as long as we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, we should be able to move the ball on them on offense. It'll be key for the defense to have a big game for sure.
Northside coming in pretty balanced. Their quarterback's throwing for over 1,300 yards. They've got two running backs that are one over 1,000, one right at 1,000. So, you know, you can't just focus on one That's direction. Right. So, you're right. How important is it to make sure your defense stays at home? You know, when you're talking about schemes and what have you, not to overplay and stay at home. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, there's everybody's got an assignment, and you have to trust your teammates. That's something I go over every Monday on things. Don't get yourself out of position to try to make up for somebody else's play. You trust the man that's beside you that he's going to do his job and you do yours, and that's going to be big. I'm sure we'll see everything Northside's got. It's third round of playoffs. If they've got any trick plays, if they've got anything they have in their playbook, we're probably going to see it thrown at us on Friday night, and they just have to be prepared.
Coach Lewis, I've got a question for you talking about Raheem Skinner. It seems like that he's been running like a different man since we've come back from the hurricane. Have you noticed that, or is that just something I've picked up on?
He's been focused all year, but he's been a marked man all season too.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows he's going to get X amount of carries, and they kind of zero in on him, and it's a two-edged sword in that it takes some stuff away from him, but it gives us something somewhere else. And so, anytime we line up, I want him in my backfield because he's a winner. He can run. He's hard-nosed. He's strong. You saw the other night how hard he was to tackle, and he got down to the 8-yard line and carried three in the end zone.
Sure did.
And so
got a little help there too.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Little assistant.
That was a lot of fun.
But no, he's stepped it up some, and he's ready to play.
All right, now since we've talked about all the games this past week, it's time for some predictions. The first game this week, Clinton and Northside. We won't let the coaches predict because we obviously know who they'll pick. But Ron, who wins the Clinton Northside game?
Yeah, I'm going to be safe here to say that the Dark Horses do come away with a win. We're playing at home. We've got the crowd behind us. We've been playing well all year long. I don't see us stopping that. The only way that we have any mishaps is if we turn the ball over and give them some momentum. I think Dark Horses come away with at least a two-touchdown victory and move on to the fourth round of state playoffs.
Clinton's first meeting with Northside was a 35-16 victory in I think the game will be closer than that, but Clinton does get the victory, I do think, and they'll move on to the fourth round to play most likely East Duplin in the Eastern Finals. Now for the game of the week, Lakewood and Wallace Rose Hill in Roseboro. Last time, Wallace Rose Hill was on the road in the playoffs was in 2013 when they faced James Keenan. They lost that game 28-14. In the Eastern Finals.
Yeah, I think Wallace's team speed is really going to give Lakewood problems. And as Coach Lewis said earlier, they really like to hit hard as well. But their team speed is pretty significant, and Lakewood I don't think has an answer for it. I think Wallace is probably going to win this by two or three touchdowns and move on to the Eastern Finals.
I'm going to go with the Leopards in this game. Uh-huh. I think the Leopards in this game because their defense. They say defense wins championships, and their defense has been growing throughout the season. They've got some pretty good talent on this team, including quarterback Zach Tanner and everyone on their defense. Just an amazing team. It should be a very close game. I'm thinking 1 or 2 points, but the Lakewood Leopards go on to win against Wallacers Hill. We want to thank head coach Bob Lewis and defensive coordinator Jason Arnett for joining us today. Thank you so much for being on this podcast. It's great to see what we can do in this county while sports are going on. Well, that does it for us. We're at the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan and Ron, sponsored by McDonald's. For Ron Davis and Ryan Carter, have a good day and a good week. Thank you for listening.